What would you say to a pastor who is leading his church through a book of the Bible and finds himself halfway and wanting to rush through the rest just to be done? I would say that he should be searching his heart as to why he wants to just be done. There might be good reasons to shorten the book. Not take 8 years to do Romans, but 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I've seen John Stott do masterful exposition of 1 Timothy in 6 sermons. One chapter per sermon. Masterful. Better than I could ever do. And I have taken 8 years to preach through Romans. So there are different paces, and there's no right or wrong about Mark Dever preached one sermon on each book of the Bible and then put it in a big book. Amazing. What an amazing achievement and task. Really valuable to do that. So I want to ask, what's going on in his heart? Is it because he's losing heart in the Bible and then he's got serious work to be done in his spirit with God? Or is it that he's beginning to discern that his gifts are such that long, drawn-out, verse-by-verse exposition isn't working? The people are not benefiting. He's more gifted in taking larger units and dealing with them more quickly. So I think the key question here would be, what's gone on in his heart? What are the motives? What are the reasons for why he wants to shift? And there are good reasons, and if they're good, tell the people that and go fast. I mean, I preached 14 chapters into Acts and quit. Never went back. I feel bad about that. Maybe someday I'll finish Acts, but I got up through chapter 14-something and then stopped. And that's so long ago, I can't even remember why. So there are good reasons and bad reasons for why you might want to shift gears in the middle of a book. And if they're good, do it.